This is
this
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is for a better life. I'm your host, Muzaffar Abbas Haider. Today we're going to be discussing, as briefly as we can, Surah Fatiha, the chapter of the Holy Quran, the first chapter of the Holy Quran, in fact, which we recite every day, 10 times a day, in fact. Allah has commanded us to repeat these verses. And it says in a place in the Quran, in another place in the Holy Quran, it says, surely we have given you the 7 oft-repeated verses. And according to the Tafasir, this actually refers to Surah Fatiha. And there's an immense amount of power in this surah that we often overlook. Now, this surah is basically what we are trying to understand in the entire Quran. These 7 verses that we recite on a daily basis are basically the verses which encompass life, the universe, and everything. And if we just contemplate over it. Now, we're not going to have time to go through the entire surah today. Basically, it starts off with what? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'll give you an interesting side point that I heard from one of my fellow Hausa students, which is that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, sometimes it's translated as "He started in the name of Allah." Sometimes it's translated as "by the name of Allah." The literal translation of Bismillah is "in the name of Allah." But what in the name of Allah? That's the question. Does it mean "I start in the name of Allah"? Does it mean "I read in the name of Allah"? Does it mean I breathe in the name of Allah? What does it mean? According to Imam Khomeini, apparently, it means that the meaning of that hidden meaning of the Bismillah is hidden in the surah itself. And for each surah, it's a different meaning. Now, for Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, let's just go with the literal translation, which is "in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful." So here we have a testimony in and of itself that Allah is the beneficent, the merciful. This force by which all things are created and through which we begin everything that we do is beneficent and merciful. And we'll go more into that in a moment. Now, the second verse is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to the Rabb of Alameen, the nourisher, the Lord of the worlds. Now, what does this actually mean? Rabb is more than just, you know, God. It's more than just a Lord. Rabb is something which nourishes. It's constantly there. It's looking after you. It's constantly giving you milk almost. An alameen of the worlds, the internal world, the external world, every world, this world, that world, every planet, every dimension, every world that could possibly be imagined and the unimaginable as well, belongs to Allah, and He is the nourisher of it all. Okay? Then the third verse, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Again, we have a repetition here of the beneficent, the merciful, and this is where we're going to dive a little bit more into detail here. Why does Allah say Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Both these words come from the root word Rahmah, which means mercy or kindness. But what's the difference between the two words? Ar-Rahman is a kind of kindness which is all-encompassing. It goes to the animals and the humans, and it goes to the rocks and the birds and the trees. It goes to the rivers and the valleys, and it goes to the believers and the disbelievers. It is a kind of mercy which is inescapable. It is through which we all exist, and we wouldn't exist without it. And then there's Ar-Rahim, which is a special type of mercy, which is reserved and preserved only and only for the believers. It is through this kind of mercy that the believers reach paradise, and through which good people are rewarded for their actions, and belief is rewarded with closeness to Allah, which in and of itself is a greater rahmah, a greater mercy.
We're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Now, when we're saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, just remember that we should implement this verse into every part of our lives. Before we do anything in life for a better life, we should say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with our hearts. We should remember that, look, we are doing this for the sake of Allah, by the will of Allah. Every breath that we take is because of Allah. And just through this recognition, through this testimony of ours, we will lead ourselves to a more enlightened, to a life which is more on the right path. And when a person is on the right path, they will be given something which is even greater than happiness, which is contentment. When a person is content, no matter what they're going through in life, as long as they say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and begin their action, it's a testimony that whatever I'm doing is for the sake of Allah. And it's a testimony of the fact that we understand that Allah is the one in whose hands all things are. So just these three verses, if we just contemplate over them a little bit. So it starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So all of this is a kind of a circle in and of itself. It's saying, starting in the name of Allah, and then it's introducing Allah as the Rabbil Alameen. He is the nourisher, He is the Lord, He is the commander, the king, the one who looks after all of the worlds. And then it further describes Him as Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, as the beneficent and the merciful. In this, just these three verses, there is a holistic testimony of the fact that the world in which we live, life, the universe and everything, this epic story that we are living, the writer of it all, the one who created it all, the originator of it all, is merciful. It's through this mercy that we exist. If we just recognize this, if we just reached out and touched this concept, just imagine the changes it would bring to our life. Just imagine how much our perspective of all things would just change. I mean, it can make a person tearful just thinking about it. So many petty things that we face in life, and so many desires and you know, things that we want out of life. If we just recognize that our God is merciful, so merciful that within the first three verses of the Holy Quran, the first initial verses, mercy is what has been expounded upon the most, we would recognize that, you know, these problems and issues that we have in life are really not as big as we imagine them to be. Before you drink a glass of water, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before you sleep, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before you start a meal and before you go to bed, inshallah, let's implement this verse of the Holy Quran for a better life.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned. One must know religion basics and according to them must influence his or her personality and heart. You must influence your heart. We must address our heart many times. One of men of spirituality said, I read that praise to my dormant and ignorant heart several thousand times a day. What a nice phrase.
چند هزار مرتبه مثلا فلان ذکر رو بر این دل خفته غافل خودم خوندم. چه تعبیر خوبی است.
Memories fade like a dusty window pane and you can't see your past no more. The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be there.